Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. God bless you. This is your Chief Apostle, P.A. Stewart, Ph.D., Ph.D. God is good. In spite of what's going on in the world, in spite of what's being said, what's being done, God is still good. And we thank God for Jesus. We thank God for you, you, and you. Let's go to the Word of God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowl and from nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and on His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noontime. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. Yes, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample on their feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. Thank you, Jesus. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Long life. And I believe that's a long, healthy life in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also thy spear and stop their way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Glory be to God. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. Don't worry about them. Put them in God's hands. For they shall soon cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him that bringeth wicked devices to pass. See some anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself for any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be what? Cut off. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Thank you, Jesus, for my inheritance. And you ought to thank him for yours, too. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be. For yet a little while. God's time is not our time. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek, watch out, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in an abundance of peace. Abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. Don't worry about it. Let him talk about you. Let him text about you. Let him put you on Facebook. The Lord see that their day is coming. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword, have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Is your conversation upright? Is your conversation pleasing and acceptable to the Almighty Living God. Watch your conversations. Some conversations we don't need to be a part of. Thanks be to God. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that the righteous man had is better than the riches of many the wicked. Thanks be to God. We thank God for his little blessings. Then he'll bless you with more. Appreciate the little things in life. Thank you, God. A little that the righteous man had is better than the riches of many wicked. A little that a righteous man have is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be what? Broken. But the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. And their inheritance shall be what? Forever. And forever means forever. Only what you do for Christ will last. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand and tell her what? Make thine enemies thy footstool. Let him do it. Let God do it. Get out of the way and let God do it. He doesn't need your help. Let's go to Psalm 65. Praise waiteth for thee, O God, and Shalom. And unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that heareth prayers, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressors, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest. Have God chosen you? Many are called, and few are chosen. The word of God says, blessed is the man whom God chooses and causes to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of the holy temple. By terrible things and righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth. You have confidence in God. I do. And the word of God is in all the ends of the earth. And of them that are afar off upon the sea. By his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, withstilleth the noise of the seas. Praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. I want you to try saying that when things are happening, when you feel like you just want to shout it out in the wrong way. Praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. It will calm your spirit and those around you. Praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. My God, my God, my God, what a blessing. Praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and cause approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things and righteousness wilt thou answer us. O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of all them that are afar off upon the seas. I had to read that again. Which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of the waves, and the turmoil of the people. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. It will calm your spirit and those around you. Try it. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are far off at thy tokens. which maketh the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visit the earth and water it. Thou greatly enrich it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for us. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settest the furrows thereof. Thou make it soft with showers. Thou bless the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered with over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing. Glory be to God. Thanks be to God. God will bless you in the midst of all that's going on. God will bless you. God is blessing you over and over and over again. Look at Psalm 65. God be merciful unto us, bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Thank you, Jesus, Shelah, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. All the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth, Shelah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. You want to increase? You praise God. You want to increase this morning, my sisters and my brothers? You begin to praise God. You begin to thank God. You begin to rejoice in the Lord. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. That's the word of God. You need an increase in your finances. You need an increase in your sales of your products, your homes. You need an increase in joy. You need an increase in better health. You need an increase in abundant life. You need an increase in peace. You need an increase in the joy of the Lord is your strength. You need increase, you praise God. I need ever dare you. You want to increase this day in blessings from the Almighty Living God? You praise God and thank God no matter what it looks like, no matter what's being said, no matter what the doctor has told you. You want to increase in health, perfect peace, perfect love. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You begin to praise God. That's what the word of God says. Let the people praise thee. O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth, and you are the earth, you're part of the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We're all dirt. Red dirt, black dirt, yellow dirt, white dirt, pink dirt, brown dirt. We're all dirt. Then let the earth yield her increase, and God, even her own God, shall bless us. Our God will bless us. That's what the word of God says in Psalm 67. Then shall the earth view her increase, and God, even our God, shall bless us. Because we are praising him and glorifying him. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Thank you, Jesus. All the ends of the earth shall fear him, the Almighty Living God. Give God the glory. Give God the honor. Give God the praise on this day and every day. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. That's the word of God. Psalm 68. Let God arise. Let all his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. You watch God work on your enemies for you. Let God arise, not you. Let God arise. Let your enemies gather. Let them also that hate him flee before him. That's the word of God. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Exalt him. Ride up upon the heavens by his name. And rejoice before him. O God, when thou went before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, the earth shook, also dropped by the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of the Almighty Living God, the God of Israel, the God of Isaac, Jacob, the God of Deborah, the God of Abraham. Your God. Make it personal. Your God. Put your name there. Thy congregation have dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared of the goodness for the poor. The Lord give the word. Great was the company of those that published it. The Lord gave the word. Uh-huh. You think you're writing that book. But if you're doing something for the Almighty Living God, in verse 11, Psalm 68, it says, the Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that publish it. Watch out, writers, authors of books, journals. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that publish it. My God, Minister Sharon, Shanita Kelly, those writers, authors, the Lord gave the word. Uh-huh. Great was the company of those that published it. God is a God, anything but fail, and he hasn't failed you yet. The hill of God is the hill of Bashan, as high and full as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, ye high hills? This is the hill which God desires to dwell in. Yes, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. Thousands, my brothers and sisters, the chariots of God, thousands, even thousands of angels. My God, my God. And he has his angels watching over you this morning. They watched over you last night. Blessed is the Lord who daily loaneth us with benefits, even the God of our salvations. There's benefits in worshiping the Almighty Living God. You might have benefits on that job, and we thank God for those benefits. But I want you this morning to know that there's benefits in worshiping the Almighty Living God. First of all, salvation. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. That's your main benefit. Salvation is benefits in worshiping the Almighty Living God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. By his stripes you are healed. Thank you, Lord, for your benefits. You didn't have to pay for no health coverage. By his stripes you are healed. You trust God. Lean not to thy own understanding. He will lead and direct your path. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. That's verse 19 in Psalm 68. You want those benefits? You praise and worship God. You give God the glory. You accept him first as your personal Savior and repent of your sins and walk that walk. Let others see that you are a true man or woman of God. Let others see that you've given up that other life. Amen. Let them see it. Thank you, Jesus. Bless ye God and the congregations, even the God, the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Prince shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praise unto the Lord, Shelah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heaven, which were of old, lo, doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Thanks be to God. Save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul. Someone is crying out this morning. Save me, O God, for the waters are coming to my soul. I sink in deep mire, where there is no standing. I'm come into deep waters, where the floods overflow me. Someone is crying out to God this morning. They feel like there's no way out. But yes, it is. Jesus Christ is your way out. Cry out to the Almighty Living God. He's a gentleman. You got to invite him in. Invite him into your life. Repent of your sins. Turn away from your wicked way of living. He wants to come in. But you got to invite him in. He's not going to force himself on you. Thank you, Jesus. O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. You can't hide nothing from God. You may be fooling man or fooling yourself, but God knows your foolishness. Amen? And don't you think that anybody else is getting away with anything? In verse 5 of Psalm 69, it says, God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confronted for my sake, O God of Israel. Because for thy sake I have, what? I have bore reproach. Shame has covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and my alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of thine house have eaten me up, and reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me, when I wept and chastened my soul with fasting. That was to my reproach. Somebody need to fast this morning. Thanks be to God. The Holy Spirit says someone need to fast and pray. Fast and pray. Prepare yourself for a fast today. Seek the Lord. Pray. Pray. And prepare your body, mind, and soul spiritually in the name of Jesus. Someone needs to fast. Thanks be to God. Prepare yourself the next 3 days for a fast. You must pray, read the word of God, prepare your mind, body, spirit, and soul for a fast. And if you're married, let your spouse know that God has directed me to go on a fast. And maybe the two of you could fast together, you Jesus. Prepare yourself for a half a day fast. Thank you, God. On tomorrow, prepare your day. Tomorrow, to fast until 12 noon. And then prepare yourself for the next day to fast until 12 noon. 3 days to 12 noon. Prepare your mind, body, spirit, and soul for the next 3 days, for 3 days until 12 noon. My sisters and my brothers, let your spouse know. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. and maybe the two of you will fast together. We thank you, Lord, for being able to fast and pray. Some of you are on medication. Please take your medication as directed by your doctors. Thank God. Glory be to God. Some of you need to eat something with that medication. Please do as directed by your doctor. Thank you, God. Those of you that could fast from 8 to 12, thanks be to God for the next 3 days. For the next 3 days. Those of you that need to take your medication, you need to eat a bowl of oatmeal, a bowl of grits, maybe some toast, maybe some orange juice. Do that before 8 a.m. this morning. And then you could fast from 8 to 12. God has a way. He'll make a way out of no way. For the next 3 days, we want you to fast from 8 to 12. Thanks be to God. Following that 3-day fast, you're going to do 4 days from 8 to 6 p.m. 3 days, 8 to 12. 4 days, 8 to 6. Thanks be to God. And eat yourself a light meal. Maybe some fish, salad, soup. Praise God. A light meal, vegetables, and some fruit. Thanks be to God. Glory be to God. God is a good God, and he's a miracle-working God. There's some things you've been praying about, situations that you've been going through. We're going to fast and pray. Thank you, Jesus. 8 to 12 for the next 3 days. 8 to 6 after the 3-day fast. Glory be to God. Pray and prepare yourself. We're going to fast God's way, not our way. Drink plenty of water. My sisters and my brothers, we do not want anybody getting dehydrated. Don't do any heavy work. Thank you, God. Watch God move on your behalf. I hear someone saying, I have to move this furniture. Get someone to help you if you must. Get someone to help you. God will make a way out of no way. We're praying for you, Elder Cassie Lofton and Deacon Lofton. We're praying for you, Pastor Clark and your wife. Thank God for healing. We're praying for you, Ursula Dorsey, Israel, real in your soul. We're praying for you, Patricia Hill and Vernon Bailey. We're praying for you, Jacqueline Anderson. God is good. He's a good God. Yes, he will. Won't he do it? We're praying for you, Minister Sharon Ricks. We're praying for you, Shanita Kelly, Rael Kelly, and Zariel Kelly, and Diamond Tickle. We're praying for you, Elijah Kelly. Yes, we are. God is a good God. We're praying for you, Elder Josephine Dennis. Thank you, Jesus. Joe Richardson, we're praying for you in the Midtown Emerson Avenue Improvement Association. We're praying for you. Thanks be to God. Minister Barbara Duffy and your entire family, the Duffy family, Pastor, Minister Mother Lady, we're praying for you. Reverend Sharon, we're praying for you. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Rosie Trahan, we're praying for you. God is a good God, and God could do anything but fail. Thank you, Jesus. We're praying for you, Brother Bellamy, Sister Bellamy, Missionary Sarah Hammond, we're praying for you. Deaconess Phyllis Blue of New Metropolitan Church and your church pastor, Pastor Deacons, we're praying for you and your church family and your wife and your immediate family. We are praying for you, Pastor Rosie Cobier, and your entire family. Soon to have a celebration of another birthday. Isn't God good? Thank you, Jesus. Thanks be to God, Mother Annie Green. God is able, and God is keeping you in perfect peace. Thank you, God, for restoring her health. Mother Nita, we are praying for you. Thank you, God, and for your son and your daughters. Dr. Kevin Carter, we are praying for you. Apostle Joanne Farley, Christ Institution Baptist Church, we are praying for you. Marvin, Tiffany, we are praying for you. God is able. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. God will do it. When nobody else can, God will do it. We are praying for you, Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage and Nettie Savage, praying for a healing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the manifestation and move of the Almighty God upon their lives right now. We thank you, Father God, for your healing hand of mercy and grace. Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, we're praying for you and your wife, Deaconess Gwen. Thanks be to God. Glory, hallelujah. Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower, we're praying for you. God is able. Ricky Hightower, we're praying for you. Diane Green, Diane Staten Green, we're praying for you. Well, God is a good God, and God could do anything but fail. All we got to do is trust in him. TJ Staten, we're praying for you. Tyrone Staten, yes, we're praying for you. We're praying for Dr. Alice Poole Davis. Mercedes, God has a blessing in store for you. Be obedient to the word of God. Watch God move on your behalf. Thank you, Mercedes, for trusting God and not man. Thank you, God, for Elder and Dawn Annette, Elder Annette and Dawn Smith, Keeping Hope Alive Ministries. Walk according to the will of God, not man, but trust in the Almighty God. Lean not to thy own understanding, and he will lead and direct your path. Thank you, Jesus. We're praying for Simmons Memorial Church and the pastor, Simmons. We're praying for you to allow the Holy Spirit to move and lead and direct your path. We're praying, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for families all over the world. Pastor Tammy Caesar, we're praying for you and your family. Pastor Victor Mines, we're praying for you and Lady First Lady Mines. Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor, we lift you up in prayer. We thank God because God is able to keep you and guide you and lead you and direct you. We're praying, glory, hallelujah, for Pastor Linda Smith, Road to Life Ministries. We know that God is able, and God can do anything but fail. We're praying for you 24 hours around the clock. Thanks be to God, Sister Burdetta. God is able. Yes, he is. We're praying for My King's Ministry, the founder and a visionary of My King's Ministry, Archbishop Alamasi. We're praying for you and your King Alamasi. Evangelist Janet Griffin, we're praying for you. Victor, Jonathan, Christina, and the baby. God is able. Watch God do it. You can't do it. Trust in God and lean not to thy own understanding. We're praying for the President of the United States and thank God for his healing, Joe Biden, Dr. Jill Biden, his wife, and his family. We are praying for the Vice President, Kamala Harris, and her husband, and his family in its entirety. We are praying for the members of Congress, the senators, the House of Representatives. We're praying for our mayors and our governors. We're praying for the leadership in the name of them hear from you, the Almighty Living God, that they'll yield and bow down to you. We know that God is able. We're trusting in you, God. We're trusting in you that you'll trouble their minds and their spirits and they'll do right by the people. Touch those that are homeless and lead them in the right direction for shelter and food. Touch those, Father God, that have a desire to take away the lives of others, Father God. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Stop the killing in the name of Jesus. Take away those weapons, the guns and the knives, in the name of Jesus. We call upon you right now because you said we ought to pray without ceasing, and we are dependent upon nobody but God. Touch their minds right now. Regulate the minds of those individuals in the name of Jesus, that they will respect the Almighty Living God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I decree and declare a spirit of peace around you, the spirit of life around you. Abundant life, came back to give us life, that abundant life in Jesus Christ. And we come against those weapons, those illegal weapons, God, regulate those minds of those that have desire to kill. In the name of Jesus. We come against that spirit right now of destruction. We thank you, Father, right now for doing a mighty work in our lives, that we trust you. We believe in you. We obey you. Lead and guide and direct us. I decree and declare divine wisdom, divine healing, divine love in the spirit of each and every man and woman that walks this earth in the name of Jesus. Let go and let God. Yes, this is your chief apostle. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Write to me today. Send me your prayer requests, your praise reports. I thank you for them. We are praying 24 hours around the clock. May God lead, direct your path. From this day forth, trust in God. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Tune in again on tomorrow. Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. God is with you. Trust God. Lean not to thy own understanding. Let him lead and direct your path. Open your heart to the Almighty Living God. Open the doors of your heart to the Almighty Living God. Trust him. Trust him and never doubt. He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Trust God.